Peter the Great, not yet the Great, was born into this vital and changing environment. He was born in 1672, the son, as I mentioned, of Alexei, who died only 3 years after he was born. Until Peter was 10, his half-brother Fyodor ruled. When Fyodor died in 1682, Peter formally shared the throne with his half-brother, Ivan V. But since both Peter and Ivan V were underage, the country was ruled by a regent, Peter's half-sister. Both Ivan V and Sophia were children of Alexei's first wife, and Peter was the child of Alexei's second wife. Now, it happened that since Sophia's and Ivan V's side of the family hated Peter's side of the family, the first wife and all the relatives, Peter was kept rather far away from the Kremlin. In fact, he was originally appointed the first Tsar. There was a power struggle. He became appointed secondary Tsar and basically kept out of the palace as much as possible, forced to live with his mother in a village nearby Moscow. Only after 1689, when Sophia was deposed, partly because she tried to seize complete power, both from her brother and her half-brother, but also due to discontents with different aspects of her reign, only then did Peter really formally begin to rule at the age of 17, though in fact he wasn't all that interested in ruling, and he left it to the hands of his mother until she died. You'll hear more about that next time. What's worth dwelling on is that Peter's childhood at this point was a remarkably free one, especially in his years of virtual exile from the Kremlin between the ages of 10 and 17. Bored by life away from the Kremlin, nothing much went on, and really getting rather sick of listening to his mother constantly weeping and complaining about how she'd been excluded from power, he spent his time in more entertaining surroundings, above all among the soldiers and foreigners of the foreign quarter. In fact, he loved the soldiers' life so much that he created his own private play regiment when he was 11 years of age. And as he was formerly Tsar, he can do a lot to create a play regiment. He could command men, he could build a fortress, and he most enjoyed while in his play army, which were of real men that he commanded, but he was out of power, and so it was a bit of a game at this stage. His favorite role was as drummer. He liked to bang the drum as loudly as possible, by the way. And at one point, while engaged in this military game, he found a dilapidated English sailboat and said, "Great, I think I'll build a navy too," which Russia did not have. His interest in technical matters, of course, partly is what led him to the foreign settlement. People who could teach him crafts, like how to fix up this boat. And indeed, while in the foreign quarter, he met all sorts of foreigners. One of his closest friends was a Dutchman named Franz Timmerman, who taught Peter mathematics and fortification. But he also made friends with foreign military officers, as well as some low-born Russians hanging around the neighborhood. All of this shaped how he thought about the world and how he looked as well. He began to look like the men he spent his time among, not to dress in the heavy robes of the Muscovite aristocrat, and he was, after all, Tsar himself, though not one really holding power, but to look like a foreigner, wearing foreign clothes, and when he got old enough to shave, at best he'd wear a little foreign-looking mustache. It's worth saying, though, that his time in this foreign settlement was not entirely or only edifying. He was a man of great energy, of great appetites. This led him to learn about math and science and boat making and about the world, but it also led him to drink heavily, to dance furiously, and to enjoy the charms of foreign women, something that was not allowed in mainstream Muscovite society, where women were kept in isolation. Here was a man who was energetic and curious, voracious in many respects, a man of great energy. Next time, we'll look at how he applied these energies, these appetites, to remaking Russia.